Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Remember when we were talking about the possible weapons in the cars? I think we need them for our houses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say yes.
One home invasion and one attempted home invasion.
Yeah.
In a matter of a couple of days in Connecticut. So you saw the one in East Haven.
Yep.
That happened Friday morning at 9:45. The guy comes to the door in the orange vest and pulls a gun.
Delivery driver, quote unquote. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then now in Glastonbury, a man was arrested for burglarizing a home while the victim locked herself in a bedroom. Police identified the suspect as 28-year-old William Vanderpool. They said a woman was awakened around 12:10 a.m. Sunday by her barking dog. The woman reported seeing a burglar in her home, so she locked herself in her bedroom, called 911.
Okay.
Can you imagine how scary that would be?
Very.
Yeah, and like a bedroom door is not going to protect you very long.
Yeah, no, it's like a hollow bedroom door.
No, they're not built like safe.
Yeah, plus also you got like sheetrock walls around you. It's easy to kick right through.
Yeah.
If you're determined, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've punched a few holes in doors in my day. Drunken rage. Yeah, right. I'm just saying.
The door got in your way.
Mosquito. Poof. Yeah. What? Too much.
There's not one dude that hasn't put a fist through a door at some point in their
several
life.
Times.
Come on.
Several times.
Come on. You can't. Nobody could say, oh, I never done that. Get out of here.
Sheetrock walls, too.
It's usually after a phone call conversation that pissed you off.
You're like, right through the door.
Yep.
You know why? Because you know that door is soft enough that your fist can go through it and you can feel good about it.
Yeah.
The hard part is getting it back out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's all splintered.
Yep.
It inside of a trap.
You got to go slowly
and then you're
and
like,
twist.
Oh, why'd I do that?
Yeah, go slowly and twist. But you're still going to catch a splinter.
Hey, so what's up? Hey. You're standing over there for
The best is when you go for a sheetrock wall and you're hoping, you're like, oh, I hope I land between the studs. When you hit the stud, not so badass anymore.
And the electricity.
Yeah, so the suspect was gone by the time the cops got there, but the woman had a description, and they were able to find the guy not so far away, which is weird.
Yeah.
Oh, Connecticut State Police used a K-9 unit.
Oh, there you
that
go.
Helps.
See?
Yep.
The suspect was in possession of personal property that had been stolen from the victim's house, as well as property found to have been stolen from vehicles in the area.
Busy guy. Busy.
Vanderpool has no ties to Connecticut. He's from Massachusetts. Isn't that balls?
What? Seriously, right?
To another state? Yeah, and just break into someone's house?
Don't they have more money over there?
Well, I guess it's smarter than doing it next door.
Go to the Kennedy compound.
The neighbor's going, Joey, why are you in my house? I know you.
Police say he's homeless. He's been arrested in Colorado, Texas, and Georgia.
Right. Not homeless no more.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere.
He's got a nice apartment, huh?
Yeah, we'll find a place for you.
Yeah. Three meals a day.
So, yeah, he'll probably go to jail for this one.
Yep.
A home invasion.
I would hope so.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Just in time for summer.
That is scary stuff.
Yeah.
What do you do?
It really is.
You get a gun, and then you make sure he leaves with lead in it.
Yeah, you make
in his ass.
Make a lot of boom, boom, booms.
Yep. That's a good reason right there.
Yep.
What did you call it?
A lot of boom, boom, booms.
A lot of boom, boom, booms.
Yep, boom, boom, boom.
Do you have any system to, like, make sure it's not someone you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't be in my house.
Well, first of all, No one comes in my house. So,
okay, it's true.
In fact, you're in it.
You asked the wrong dude, bro.
You're not supposed to be here.
Okay.
Right.
I've known AJ 15 years. I've never been inside his house.
Right.
I haven't been in there since I got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was early in the run.
Yep.
Your first two or three years. So,
yeah.
So any
18
noise.
Years.
Right, basically.
But wait, if there's someone in your house, don't you think chances are they're there to help you?
No, I didn't call for help.
To get you. They're not there to rob anything. There's nothing to steal.
If I don't smell smoke.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that.
If I don't smell, unless they're coming in to bring stuff in. Or hey. If you're holding a flat screen TV or you're holding like a brand new couch or a pool table, by all means, come right in.
I can see the guy, hey, I just robbed a place down the street, but you look like you needed it more than me.
Exactly. Exactly.
That could definitely happen.
If you come walking with a fresh pen and a checkbook, you know what? You need some more money. Yes, come right in.
Right.
No problem. Hey,
well, that's what I'm saying. Do you think someone's going to break into your house take stuff?
I'll ask first, are you here to drop off or to take?
Poor guy.
Depending on what they answer.
Imagine looking around.
And if they say,
it's not really anything here.
And if they say drop off, I just cock it once and then say, okay, let's see what it is.
I don't know. There's like a broken drum set in the basement. That's about it.
Yeah. How old is your newest television?
I won that in a
It's,
that
it's a box, bro. Yeah.
No, but that one's here.
No. That one is here. The other one.
The two TVs you have?
Yeah.
You won both of them?
The one over here, I won in a raffle like about a year ago.
The one that's still in the building that you never took home.
The one he's got is black and white, bro. It's black and white.
The one that
square.
The one they needed to use. I said, here, you can use mine. Yes. But the other one is in my living room. That's about
Wait. That one opens up and it's got a stereo with a record player. Yeah.
And an 8-track.
And you can have like Thanksgiving dinner on it. That's how big it is.
Why don't you step on my house tonight?
I'll bring you something.
Better.
Like a flat screen TV.
Yeah, I have a feeling your house looks like a pawn shop that was closed in 1994.
No, my
like
house.
The door was locked.
84. My house looks like IKEA threw up. Everything I built by hand.
Everything has a name like Schmuschenbanger.
With the fiction in the Schmuschen. Right.
Yeah, so if anyone breaks into your house, they're not...
No.
And you're going to need an Allen wrench to disassemble it to get it out of there.
Unless you're a junk dealer. There's no reason to be in my house.
Yeah. People would steal your cars.
That's the only viable thing I got. Or your cat.
My cars. Cat. Yeah, my cat, yes. We'll and you cat. Touch the cat, boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, they're not coming in the house for your cat.
No, they shouldn't. Actually, Marshall kicked their ass.
Your cat gets
so
pretty mean.
So if you heard a burglar in your house or something in your house in the middle of the night, you'd be shocked. You'd have to be like,
I'd be shocked for a second.
What are you doing here? You want to at least ask before you.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I am going to produce a weapon. Yeah.
Go two houses and down. You're wasting your time here, bro.
Dude, I feel bad for you. You're a boss.
And then I will inquire as to why they're in, you know, and unless they have something to bring me, then they're leaving.
Yeah. Maybe they're coming to rape you or something. Think about that. They
your
have a fetish.
Your flip-flop collection.
Yeah, the flip-flop collection.
Yeah, no, no.
Yeah, it could be a weirdo who wants to smell your, sniff your flip-flop.
Well, the boom, 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 then. Yes.
Boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, yes.
Boom, boom, boom.
First of all, they don't reek. I clean them.
Okay, yes. All right.
They don't reek to
I'm not
you.
Saying they're smelly.
I'm just saying, but
could be, you know, weirdos aren't
boom,
thinking
boom,
this
boom.
Stuff out.
Yeah, no, no. Yeah, go sniff somebody else's.
Especially if you're near his house at 2 in the morning. I could see it now.
There's nothing in my house. I have no safe, no money. I don't keep any cash, no jewelry.
Money left my house years ago.
This is safe, but there's nothing in it.
I have IKEA furniture. I can't get you an idea where I'm at.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's old IKEA furniture.
Like, I'd be shocked. If I heard someone in my house, I'd be like, man, you got the wrong house.
Right.
There's nothing in there.
You just need a bathroom or what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, take a couch?
Right. Seriously, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But it's dangerous to go into somebody's house now. Almost everybody has an alarm system with cameras and everything. And
right.
You know,
everybody has cameras.
I actually have an alarm system.
And a lot of people
house.
Have guns now. I mean, during Corona, everybody was running out getting their gun
that's
license.
Right.
So
that's a
dangerous game you're playing. It's Russian roulette for
real. It's a lot of balls to walk into someone's
you don't
house.
Know what's going
to
happen. Because somebody comes to my house, I'm locked and loaded. I'm going to, you know,
make
it scary. I think about that. I'm like,
same.
I got a flashlight and I'm like, you better hope my flashlight's working if you're somebody I know. Because, you know. Especially when you're panicked, you're like, I'm not going to sit and cower. I'm going to.
Oh, yeah, no, I was the whole reason
I'm going to defend myself.
Well, that's the thing. Like, when do you fire?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
You can't take those back.
Right.
You got to make sure it's not like, oh, damn it, it was AJ.
Well,
did I tell him to come over tonight?
You yell,
son of a.
First, you yell, hey, you know, freeze or don't move.
Well, that's the thing. You got to yell and you got to say, hey.
You're going to yell, freeze in the dark.
With me, you're going to hear. I know that fart.
So you're gonna gas them out first.
I know that fart.
Yep.
Right. Freeze.
No, but you gotta see. This is why cops train over and over and over and over again. So when they're in this situation, they know exactly what they're doing. And if you don't practice this, and you have a gun, it's like, well, I have a gun. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now what's your steps?
Yeah.
To make sure you don't kill an innocent person
in
your house.
I did that when I took the police training. We did that thing where you go through the area and like this. You got to determine who's the bad guy, who's the good person.
Okay. Well, that's not going to be a video game in your house.
No, I know that.
It's the middle of the night.
Right.
You hear someone downstairs.
Right.
What do you do?
Yeah, no, you're right. That's a real thing.
You got to have a plan.
Yeah, I grab the weapon,
you
obviously.
You can't unkill someone.
I grab the weapon, and I try and observe and see, you know, if I can see them and see who it is.
You pop your head out, and then you're dead.
Well, no, I don't pop my head out. I'm like looking, like looking around corners. Yeah, looking around corners, whatnot. It could be my neighbor got drunk.
So you're gonna do that thing
in the
like in the cop shows where like you got the gun, both yes. hands held to your chest, right. and you're gonna be like sneaking into the room and then right. do the thing where you step in the door and you go like this.
Is
and
it
it's
the
like clear?
Is it the bad guy pop up or the little the old lady with the dog?
If like you remember the if you remember the first Police Academy movie when Tackleberry was the security guard and he kicked the door and was like, and it was. Surprise party for him. That would be you. He threw the cake away. It would kind of look like that.
Yeah, that's you. That's totally you.
One person goes, surprise.
Like, sorry, you just shouldn't be in my house.
You shut the soda machine. Surprise.
Or you just hide in your closet and hope for the best.
Right. So, there's no room in my closet. They're all full of junk. I can't go there.
That would be funny. You open the door and you die
right.
from stuff falling on you. Like a bowling ball hits you in the head.
They say it was the bowling ball that finished him off. Right. Self-inflicted bowling ball. We even know why he had a bowling ball. He didn't go bowling.
And the noise was just the cat getting up to take a piss in the middle of the night.
Take a whiz. Take a whiz.
Pee-pee.
Oh, sorry.
Taking a pee-pee.
Right, right.
Oh, God.
No, I know Marshall's noises. I know his.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you always see the clicking of the toenails for click, click,
no,
click,
she
click.
Did the right thing. She closed the door and called 911.
Yeah.
He was just there for stuff.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But the fact that he didn't, like, you know, kick the door down is...
Yeah, she's lucky.
Man, can you imagine?
Yeah, it's scary.
That's the thing.
Yep.
Hmm.
What do you do? You know?
You poop yourself.
That would scare me away. If I heard that sound, I'm like, I'm not going over there.
If you rip a good one, yeah. Yep. They're like,
I don't want the air that was around his poop in my mouth.
They're going to stay away from that room for a while.
Yeah,
I guess you time. That buys your time. That buys your time.
Somebody said if you're getting chased by a bear, you're supposed to poop, so it scares them off the trail. So maybe that's the way to do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's why you got to leave a hole, but you got to leave a sour, an empty sour.
Wait, do you, I don't think do I'd you have poop to think when about, you're running?
Well, I don't think I'd have to think about it. I think that would be the natural thing that would be happening.
Yeah, it's going
to
be in my
like,
pants.
A
yeah.
bear is chasing me, I'm pretty sure I'm like releasing extra payload as I'm
yes,
going.
Yes, you are. You're
I was going to say, can you just drop at will? Because I don't think I could do that.
Well, when you're super scared, your butthole
your
like,
adrenaline,
dilates
yeah.
automatically. Like, you get that feeling.
It opens up like the James Bond scope.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And you're like, wow, stuff's going to fall out of me.
Right. And you're jettisoning fuel to make sure they move. You're a lot lighter and move
like
faster.
Like rabbits do that too. They just, they jettison all their extra and
yeah,
phew,
horses
off they
do
go.
As well.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
So I think we do
during
it too.
Parades, yep.
And I almost did that. The first time I came face to face with a bear was out in the woods in Southbury. I heard, like, I thought it was a hiker coming through the woods. I was on the phone with someone.
Yeah.
And I hear, you know, steps in the leaves. And I turn, and about 20 feet away from me is a bear. And he looks at me, and I look at him, and I'm like, ugh! And in that moment,
your
if I had any poop in there, it would have been like, it was like, release the eggs.
It would have sounded like when you let go of a balloon.
Exactly. And you can't even control it. You feel it just opening up, and you're like, wow, everything's going to fall out of me. Things I ate when I was two is going to come out.
Top my
hair out
in.
Of my nose, my yeah. mouth, my ass. Was like,
right. And you hope the bear goes, I don't think I want to
release
eat that.
The Kraken.
Is there any bad. Chance the person you were talking to is recording?
Mark.
Morning, friend.
Yo. Hey, how are you?
So I grew up with a shotgun in my kitchen corner. You know, that's how I grew
the country
up.
Song.
Yep.
Yeah.
I had one in my room, kitchen corner, and the first time I ever brought my girlfriend, who's my wife now, over the house, we went to the kitchen and she froze, and I didn't know what was wrong. I'm like, what's wrong? And she goes, well, what is that? And I said, what's what? She goes, what's that in the corner? And I said, oh, that's a 12 gauge. And she's like, well, why is it in the corner?
Because we're going to have good time tonight.
In case the revenuers come.
Was it a shotgun wedding?
No means yes in my house.
Because I couldn't hang it on the wall. Too heavy for the wall.
I said, well, it used to be in that corner, but we put the trash can over there, so now it's in this corner.
Right. That there's a shotgun corner.
Why is it over there? Because it's got to be in a corner.
That's a shotgun corner.
So she goes, is it real? And I'm like, well, who the hell owns a fake shotgun?
Right.
You know? I'm like, yeah, of course it's real. So, I don't know if I can be in there now, but long story short, now she owns more guns than me, better shots than me. But now,
did you live somewhere
day.
Where you felt like you needed that there? Like someone might kick your door down? Were you in a gang or like into shady stuff? Or why would you have that?
We lived a half mile from Chimney Square, where the old PLR station used to be.
Oh, wow.
You know what, though? I think that's incorrect. Because people say that, but less people do home invasions in like a ghetto type environment than in a where are you going to go? If I'm broke and I want money, I'm not going to go invade. I'm not going to go in the worst section of town. I'm going to go somewhere where they got money because less likely they're going to have a gun and less likely they're going to fight back. You're going to go there, so that's really more reason to have it because that's the thing. If you live in a good community, that's where you got to watch out.
But if you need meth,
go to the other guy.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
I think people think wrong about that.
You still have a gun in the corner of your kitchen?
No, I got them locked up. I got kids now. And
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So she won that argument.
Yeah, well, good. Good. And everyone's still...
Yeah, they're all locked up.
Yeah, right. Good. They're all locked Very up. Good. Very good.
I'm ready for anything, I'll tell you that.
Matt, that's why I'm going to mess with
really,
you at all.
I think we are, but...
Yeah.
That's the thing. AJ thinks he is, but like, I want to see that unfold. I want
to. I want to see it unfold. That's nice. No, it's a welcome to the Chaz Show. What happened, AJ?
Tonight,
it unfolded.
We're putting a burglar into AJ's house.
He's in jail now.
To see how he'll react.
He's
we have
jail
night
now.
Vision cameras set up everywhere.
Right, thank
Let's
you.
Let's see what happens.
Now we're good.
Yeah. Talking about this guy, he had a dentist's office. In his hotel room.
Right.
In Danbury.
What did that chair look like?
It's probably that one day in every room.
Yeah. Like, it's like material.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
He's just using that free lamp you get for the light.
Yeah. Actually,
holding it over you.
Actually, it was the desk chair he's using because it's adjustable.
There's nothing wrong with it. I just want to let everybody know that I'm opening up a gyno place right down the road at the
I like
Motel
how he paused
six.
After he's like, do I want to commit?
Yeah.
He's like,
well,
do
no,
I want to say it?
I had to think of the right word to use so you didn't hit the button on me. So I always pick the wrong words here.
Yes.
It's like, oh, doop,
can I
stop?
Can I say that?
Do I want to do it? Yeah, so a man is facing charges after he illegally practiced dental work in a Danbury hotel room. Danbury police said officers responded to the La Quinta Hotel.
Oh, La Quinta!
La Quinta?
La Quinta!
La Quinta.
That sounds very nice.
Is La Quinta? I always thought it was Quinta.
That's La Quinta.
Incorrect.
For reports of dental work, the officers found a man who said he was...
Reports of dental work. What do you got, Charlie? I got a code 74. Report of dental work going on.
I got a report of dental work happening in a hotel room.
I got dental work outside of La Quinta.
I got two caps and a crown, from what I understand.
Yeah. La Quinta!
The officers found a man who said he was conducting dental referrals.
Referrals.
When officers entered the occupant's room, they found an impromptu operating setup with dental drills, suction machines, and a portable X-ray machine.
Wow.
Imagine
what
how disappointed
hell?
You are when you're outside and the girl's like, hey, you want to come in for some oral?
Right.
Right. So you know.
Freelance dentist.
Cleaning your teeth.
Freelance dentist.
Hey.
They found bottles of amoxicillin and other medications.
Oh, he knew what he's doing.
Wow.
Come on.
30 said while officers spoke to the suspect, a man left the bathroom with gauze in his mouth.
Yeah. I can't talk right now.
Just a friend.
Right. Is that what he's supposed to rinse and spit?
But was he a dentist like in another country, just not licensed here? Mm. Or is he just like a total like, hey, I watch a couple of YouTube videos?
Well, he stayed at a hotel as a Holiday Inn last night.
Right. I fixed my garbage disposal. I can handle this.
Hugo was arrested and charged with practicing dentistry without a license and illegal sale of prescription drugs. Man, I've got to be in a lot of pain to go to a hotel room.
I wonder how much. Did you say how much he charges?
AJ still can't.
No. I'm up for me.
AJ's just been wanting to get those front teeth fixed.
I could use.
It sounds like a way to do it.
I could use them. Oh, maybe he has some teeth, but don't stick it in there. I don't know. Crazy glue. But no, but I'm just wondering. You know, the reason why people went to him, obviously, must have been cheap.
Yeah. But also,
La Quinta!
Showing up to a hotel room.
No,
otherwise, what's the purpose?
$5,000?
La Quinta!
$5,000? You're on the third floor.
And you're at a nice, fancy setup like that.
And the ice bucket was empty when I got here.
Right. And it was a dentist over
the bed. You know what's nice, though? The remote control was bolted to the table, right. So it's a classy place.
Yes, man. Coffee maker.
I mean, what country are you from? Where you walk into that hotel room and you say, yeah, this is where I'll open my mouth and you could cut it open.
Right.
This seems like a safe place to do
obviously, that. There was enough people. You had some business going.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but what was he using the knives from the free buffet downstairs?
A plastic
the
spork.
The
spork.
The spork.
He's using it to hold your mouth open. Right.
And look, you get two free coffee things. Okay?
We only got two cups, so we got to reuse them.
Yeah, plastic cups.
He scheduled a cleaning for 6 months from now.
Yeah.
Is he in the same room? Or?
Right. I moved to the East Wing now.
I moved to Motel 6. Right.
Yeah, room 318, six right. months from now.
I'm at the summer right now.
It's got a little paper in the lobby with his name on it, right. and he just keeps crossing out the number.
His business card's filled on one side. All the extensions.
It's just blank. He writes it in. We have moved to room 74.
You can find me on hotels.com.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing to be in that chair, have your mouth open, taste blood, and then hear,
housekeeping? Do you have towels? Yeah, hold towels. On a second.
You're going through a lot of towels in this room, guy.
There's a lot of blood.
Wow. You get a free little shampoo bottle with every service.
A little bar of soap to spread up.
Rick in Hamden.
Yeah, we were really poor. We never had air conditioning in our car. So in the summertime, we would drive around with the windows down, obviously.
Yeah.
But whenever we got close to, like, the destination, like our relative's house or the beach, my parents made us roll up all the windows and pretend like we had
so
air conditioning.
So it looked like you had air.
We would sweat to death. The last couple of minutes, we'd sweat to death trying to get there.
Didn't notice you were moist when they hugged you.
put the windows
I gotta
on.
I got to go back.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Oh, that's great.
Make it appear we have AC.
Put
right.
the windows up so it looks like we have AC.
And look cool.
Yeah, don't look like you're sweating.
Chatter your teeth.
Here's get out refreshed.
Here's,
well,
here's the ice cream cake.
Johnny, stop sweating.
Right. For God's sake, don't sweat.
You said your mom was cheap, Dave?
I used to want nothing more but just I wanted a pair of Levi's, but I couldn't get Levi's. I got the Kmart brand of that and the sneakers. I mean, back then, they used to call
what
them Skips.
What was the Kmart brand?
Remember they called them, like, I don't know what the brand was, but they called them Skips.
Every store had
the
name
fake
for their
leather.
Pants.
It wasn't even, like, real leather. So it was that
tough
leather
skins. Yeah.
Like, stuff on the side.
Yeah. Rougher sneakers?
Yeah, and I'm like, Ma, just get me a regular pair of sneakers, please. I just want a pair of, like, Nikes or whatever. It was cool. Yeah. Or Converse were, like,
something
even,
that breathe.
And those Reebok, weren't even expensive.
Some that breathe,
now, we're
yeah.
going to get these because these are $5, and you could get two pairs. You're going to get your butt kicked in school because everybody's going to make fun of you, torture you. And I was like, no, please give me the. No, we're going to get these. These are better. And we're going to wait here until that blue light comes on because we're going to save another 5%.
We're going to stand
until for the blue light. Yeah.
We would spend a day in Kmart chasing the light around. We look like chasing police. Now to this day, when I see a blue light, I got to go chase it. It's not because I don't care about cops. I think I'm going to get a deal.
You know what sucked about those sneakers? Because I also was victim of that. They used to break. The sneaker actually would break.
Yeah, separate.
Mine broke during gym class. Broke.
It sounds like it.
My foot went this way. The sneaker went that way. My whole foot came out the side.
That's why you're so into flip-flops.
And I had to spend the rest of the day like that because those were the only
stuck.
Shoes I had. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was better when the back broke, not the front. Because then when the front, it was like a mouth. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I went on the side. The side of the shoe.
That happened to me on a baseball field once. I think every boy's going through like a point where like their foot just grows so quickly.
Yep.
It's like we're not spending money on shoes. Like you're getting the cheapest pair we could find that fit, and then we're going to live with that as long as we can.
And then out came the duct tape.
So I'm rounding second base, and all of a sudden I'm flat on my face. I'm like, what happened? The whole bottom part of my cleats just shot off like when I rounded the base. So it's just running on nothing. It's like, whoop.
Yep.
Just went out from under me.
Parents,
we had a sneaker guy that would show up at the boys' club.
Oh, the white van?
In a van.
White van.
I felt like that guy was sketchy.
Yeah, that was sketchy.
Oh, yeah, sketchers. He was sketchy.
Hey.
Yeah, so what do you think? Do you think those sneakers were stolen?
Oh, big time. They fell off a truck.
Yeah?
Yep.
Sneaker guy came in a van.
He came in a van.
Come here.
Yeah.
Hey, if you want to try those on, just take off all your clothes.
Yeah, my name is
<We're> gonna, it's just a better way
to free candy. You have to try the clothes on.
I don't know why I had to be naked every time I tried on shoes. It's
right.
really
smell
weird.
This rag.
Right. Yes, I'm not I'm Don McCann, not Tom McCann.
I always woke up with new shoes.
Right. The middle part of the E on Nike's missing. It just says Nixie.
Yeah. Right.
Check out my Nixies.
Yeah, right. So were they, do you think that they were like
knockoffs?
Or knockoffs?
Yeah, pro curds. Yeah.
Pro curds.
Converse. A K,
they're really cheap.
Yeah.
They're sketchy. Everybody, remember the guy with meat? I remember the guy with the meat that would come around.
Wait a minute. Truck.
You better finish. Yes.
The
you
meat
better
truck.
Finish the
yes.
truck.
The guy would come around with a
pickup
same
white
truck.
Van.
There was a pickup truck with an actual, like, a chest freezer in the back with a generator running on the side of
it. The meat truck,
and he'd just pull up in a parking lot. Like, you'd just be loading your stuff in. You were at, like, Bradley's or whatever.
You're buying steak in a parking lot.
And all of a sudden, the guy he'd pull up and he'd be like, yo,
so,
man.
Totally serious.
You need meat? I'm like, what do you mean you need meat?
Are you kidding me?
Come on over. No, no lie. This guy, I bet you there's 100 people will call and tell you.
Only
these guys just
Chuck.
And they pull out all this stuff. It was like, you know, the cryo pack kind of thing.
Yep.
And he'd lay it all out. What do you need? Out in the sun. Yeah, I could do you three steaks and a thing.
We got like, Chuck steaks from there.
Yeah. Yeah. And my mother's like, oh, that's a good deal. Okay. Yeah. I'm like, you're buying meat from a strange man with a freezer bolted. It looked like Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah.
And they would sell you to me. And these guys made a lot of money, man.
Yeah, it was like a little Toyota pickup rolled up.
It was a thing.
Meat locker on it.
Because I remember when I was going for my first looking for a job when I was like 16. And it was an ad for a paper. And I went to a place. And he's like, all right, here's what you're going to do. We're going to give you this truck. It was like an old Datsun with the thing.
Yeah,
and like,
it was always
yeah, you're going to go around and sell them the meat. And you just drive into parking lots. But don't stay there too long. Because we don't have a license to do this.
You got to hit and run.
Jeez.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
I remember saw a meat man.
Oh, the meat truck.
Yeah, the meat truck.
Meat truck.
They were everywhere.
Yep.
I feel fortunate for you. I never met the meat man.
You lived in a good area then.
Erica in East Hartford.
Speaking of things that your family used to do to save money, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that stupid Flowbee machine.
Oh, yeah.
It's a hair cutter, right?
Yeah.
The one on your back.
Okay. On TV, yeah.
I'm the only girl out of five boys, so my mother thought it would be a great idea to cut my hair with this stupid Flowbee. It was worse than putting a bowl on my head. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's what my mother did to save money, because she was like, well, I got five boys and one girl, you're the oddball out. You're getting a screwed up haircut this year.
Yeah, you'll have the Mo Howard look. Yep.
That thing was dangerous. Yeah. Because it would pull it into the blades.
Yeah.
The blades were inside the vacuum part.
They were inside the vacuum.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
If you did your genitalia, you'd get circumcised and shrunk at the same time.
Sometimes it worked great.
That was right next to the dentist's office at the La Quinta.
I'll bet you that the commercial is still available on YouTube for the Flowbee.
Yeah.
I bet
that
you it is.
It
I bet you it is.
That means, AJ?
Yep.
That means pull it up.
Why don't you just ask him to pull it up?
Because I thought it'd be fun this way.
Paul in Woodbridge.
One of the worst things to ever mess with would be the ketchup bottle. Whenever it would get low, we would put water in it and shake it up.
It became like red water.
Yep.
Yep. We've done that a couple
of
times.
Absolutely horrible.
Yep.
It would react like the mustard bottle does without having to put water in it.
Yeah, and then you go and put on your burger, it just like runs off.
You get that mustard pee right off the bat.
Almost like the burger was Scotch guarded.
There, sometimes I go to restaurants and I think that that bottle of Heinz is not Heinz. Like, they dumped something else in there.
Oh, yeah.
That's like super, super cheap.
Yeah.
Fancy cat sauce.
Yeah. Right.
Fancy.
Cat sauce.
Right. Yeah.
Fancy.
No frills.
Yeah.
It tastes like tomato paste.
Right. Tastes like a red crayon. It tastes kind of wacky.
The fact that you know what a red crayon tastes like scares me a little bit.
I used to eat my crayon, sorry.
Thank you, Paul.
Don't they all taste the same, though? I think that's Dave's point.
They taste like wax.
Chris in Milford.
As kids, my father used to put us in the back of his pickup truck with a cap on it. He built a U-shaped bench for storage, and in between that wooden bench, he would put a kerosene heater and his three children all the way to Vermont.
Wow.
All the way to Vermont.
Right, and the kids slept like that.
One corner away from third-degree burns.
Flambe. Yep.
Don't forget the dog. He was there, too.
Wow.
He went to car wash or something like that. Bath time for the kids. Just after car wash. All the kids are like...
And now you can't put your kids in a car without a seatbelt.
Oh, seriously.
But, right.
Yeah.
You could stuff them in the back with a kerosene heater.
Yep.
No oxygen. Steve in Middletown.
When I was younger, I don't know, 10, maybe a little younger, my mom raised me, just her, and she had a Chevy Celebrity, and the muffler fell off of it, and it was real loud. And I thought it was just the coolest thing ever. You know, I loved NASCAR when I was a kid. Right. So she made it a point, well, we don't got to fix this now. He loves it. So we rip it up. Yep. Not an appropriate car, though, is why it made it real funny.
Right. You feel like a celebrity.
Yeah. Hey.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.